Hi, it's Pauline Sargent here from Drimna Is Good, and I'm down at the Dublin 12 Health Fair in Our Lady's Hall, and as you can hear, the room is buzzing. So I have here beside me Kathleen, who... do you want to say hello, Kathleen?
Hello, I'm here as a member of DMAP.
Great, and you have a stand here, and I think there's about 20 stands here altogether. So what does DMAP do?
We're working on parking pavement at the moment and access issues
around the Drimna area.
Around the Dublin 12 area.
Oh, Dublin 12 area, right.
Crumlin, Walthamstown, Drimna, you know, any of the Dublin 12 area.
Yeah, and how do you think it's going? Are you getting much help with the petition? You have a petition here.
We have a petition here, yes.
Yeah.
And at the moment, we've had a few names, yeah.
Yeah.
We're looking for more. Anybody who wants to sign, you know, give us that information, and we'll send them on the information.
Right. How can people get involved in, and what can they do to help this initiative?
We have forms here, and they can give us their names and addresses. Their names and details. Phone numbers, and we'll send them the information.
All right.
We'll get back to them on the information.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the leaflet here, and the themes are basically that you're asking for people to have greater consideration and think about where they're parking.
That's right.
Can someone get by if they're in a wheelchair, or you know, if they're blind? You know, are they able to get around obstacles on the pavement?
And the buggy. You
know, and then the women with the buggies, which that was a big one for me.
Yes.
The amount of times you'd go out on the road with your baby in the pram, and it's just not, you know, safe.
That's right, it's not safe, no.
And what is the worst problem, do you think? Is it
the cars leave very little room between the path and the wall, you know, the wall, you know? And it's very, as you said, like, very dangerous. You have to go out onto the road, and the roads around seem to be very busy, you know?
Yeah, true. So what else does D12, DMAP do?
Access into buildings as well. Yeah, access.
So you see, it's promote greater access.
Yes, we promote greater access.
Yeah, because Our Lady's Hall here, although it has good access in the main door, I know it's an old building, and we're looking at getting the toilets revamped,
right,
because the access there isn't
great.
And what else now can we talk about? We've a few minutes left on our recording. So I just say what DMAP stands for. It stands for Dublin 12 Disability Mainstream Access Project. And it's working to make Dublin 12 a more accessible and inclusive place for people with disabilities to live and work in. And also provide social, recreational and training opportunities.
And we all, and we also have drop, you know, meetings like coffee mornings.
All right. And are they regular, or are they?
Are.
Yeah. When are they?
They're usually every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks. Yeah. Oh, that's good. And where do you have them?
We have them up in St. Agnes' Parish Hall.
Centre. St. Agnes' Hall.
Yeah. And we're also involved. We do access training as well. We've done access training.
And how has that gone? Was it good?
Very good,
Yeah, I'm just looking here as well. You have a Dublin 12 integrated gardening project.
That's right, they have, down in
Pierce College.
Pierce College.
Yeah, in the allotments. Do you do that? No.
No, I don't. No.
You're not into gardening?
No. Thank you. But another thing, we've got on to do training. I'm doing a training course at the moment. On a Thursday morning, from 9:30 to 1:30, it's community development.
Oh, I would have loved to do that, but I'm working now full time, so it's, so it's really hard to get involved, and especially a lot of these things are during the day, it's hard to do that. But that's great that you're doing that, and is that going well?
It's going very. It started last Thursday morning, so
yeah,
it's really so
I would have loved to do that. Yeah,
and I done a meeting mapping course last year.
Yeah,
earlier this year, and I done another one. Another course down in Rathmines as well.
Yeah, I think it's great. I think a lot of things are happening in Drimna now. You can definitely feel a sense of people wanting to get things done.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay,
I've done the social analysis course. That's the one I've done.
All right.
Up in St. Agnes' Parish Hall as well. Parish Centre, I should say.
All right.
During the year as well, just before the summer as well.
Very good. Well, thanks very much, Kathleen, for chatting to us. And I'm going to go around and talk.
I hope they'll understand.
Oh, they will. Okay, thank you. Bye.